You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Usually it's a little later in the month when we have our conversation with members of the City of Wausau Sustainability, Energy, and Environmental Committee, but we got something special to talk about today. First of all, let's introduce the folks around the table with me here this morning. Christine Daniels, good to see you again.
Nice to see you, Chad.
And you brought in a guest who we're going to break in here on the radio world. We're going to make her so comfortable, she's going to want to do a radio show after we're all done here. Brittany Reamer. Brittany, thank you for coming on as well.
Thanks for having me, Chad.
Before we talk to you, Christine, we're going to bring in Brittany right away because I'm going to really put her on the spot quickly. I'm terrible this morning. I'm being really bad.
You're being rotten.
Brittany, first of all, are you a member of the committee?
I am a member of the committee.
Let me ask you why you decided to be involved on the committee, because we've talked about this with Christine and others. What made you decide to get involved?
Sure. Yeah. So I have been on the committee since June, I believe, is when I started. I had for a very long time kind of hid. I hid at home and I didn't do very much. And I love Wausau. I love the unique area that we live in. I think that this is a very special place that needs to be protected. Mm-hmm. And I want to see it allow people to flourish and thrive and continue to be here for generations to come so that people want to stay here and move here.
Christine, I think that's one of the reasons we started these conversations is to, number one, spread the word about this committee that I think many people didn't realize. And I think you put it really well, Brittany, that we don't want people hiding anymore, that it's important to be out here and letting your voice be heard in this era where sometimes the elbows can get a little bit sharp. But I imagine that when you hear a story like that, that, hey, somebody wants to be involved, that's going to make you feel good about what you're trying to accomplish as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I've been on the committee about a year and a half. And since then, not only has Brittany come on, but we have two more members that just came on like a month ago, which is really exciting because I feel like they too are just inspired by, wow, there is a committee at the city level that's actually working on trying to make Wausau a more sustainable city, more environmentally friendly. I know I first came on the committee after Good News Project received one of the sustainability awards from the city of Wausau. I'm like, wait, what? So I was really intrigued, and I have a background in environmental science. That was my major in college, and so it's always been very important to me just to be able to preserve resources, reuse things, recycle things. Mm-hmm. So this seemed like a really good fit.
You are the master of the segue. You brought up the sustainability awards, and that's the reason why we are a little bit early this month talking to you and talking about the committee, because the City of Wausau Sustainability Awards are coming up, and there is a deadline coming up for nominations for these awards. I guess to begin with, and I guess we'll let you explain it, Christine, what are the City of Wausau Sustainability Awards?
Yeah, so it's been a fairly hidden undercover sort of award, and that's why we really wanted to talk about it. It's a way that the City of Wausau can highlight innovative initiatives in any successful projects that contribute to more sustainable Wausau. And we want to highlight those things. We want to celebrate those things that are happening in our community and bring awareness to them so that other people may be inspired also, not only by the, hey, I might be able to get an award if I do that, but maybe a little bit backwards, but actually do the things that put on your heart to do for the environment. And then, hey, this is a pretty awesome perk to be recognized locally.
Positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. I mean, it's nice where if you do the right thing, that you do get a little bit of a pat on the back, because we're human beings. We all get a little kick out of that. And Brittany, one of the things that I think we should point out about the City of Wausau Sustainability Awards is that it's not just businesses. It's not just for, say, organizations, but individuals as well. I mean, it really is a rather wide tent for people that are doing right within our community to be acknowledged.
Yes, absolutely. That is correct. And like Christine said, it's kind of a hidden thing anyway. And even more hidden within it is the fact that this is open to individuals as well. So if you know of somebody, if you are somebody that wants to nominate someone as an individual, as a business, as an organization, you can find the application on the city website. And I think one thing that I want to mention, kind of going back to what Christine was saying, we have a new member, well, two new members. One of those new members, his name is Dan, and he sent me an email, and I knew Dan previously. He sent me an email after this last meeting that we had, which was the first meeting he attended, and said, "Brittany, I just want to thank you for connecting me to other people who care about the environment." So I think that this sustainability award is also a good tool to be able to connect people in that way, for other people in the community to look out and say, "Hey, that person cares about the environment too. I'm not the only one." And that's such a good feeling to feel like you're not alone.
It brings up a thought that I was reading something over the weekend, and it concerns about at times folks feeling like with so much that goes on and issues that are so large that it's almost impossible to think about how one individual can fix things. And for lack of a better term, that it can get overwhelming, the thought that, hey, I want to do something, but how can I do anything that makes a difference? And it really comes down to everybody has opportunities. You don't, and also one of the other aspects of the reading I had was that you don't have to fix it all yourself, that you don't have to score a touchdown from the 2-yard line going 98 yards. Sometimes it's good just to get 4 yards, move forward in a lot of ways. And it sounds like the work of the committee is along those lines, that, hey, we know that there are some big issues, but we're going to try to move forward. And one person can make a difference, right?
For sure. And just to kind of bounce off of what Brittany was saying in terms of connecting one another, I became closer to Brittany through the committee, and she reached out along with another former member of the committee and said, hey, we could kind of lift up Good News Project in a way to educate people in our community about solar. Would you like to be involved? I'm like, yes. We opened up Good News Project on a Sunday afternoon to celebrate the sun, and I was able to give tours, and there were 7 people who had never heard of Good News Project before. And so I was able to walk them through not only our solar, but our reuse of durable medical equipment and our recycling of electronics and why it's important. Yet, like, another connection, another way to network, like you said, Dan said, connecting people who care and want to do something.
We will have more with Christine Daniels and Brittany Reamer from the WASA Sustainability, Energy, and the Environment Committee at 722 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh, and this morning we are talking about the WASA Sustainability, Energy, and the Environment Committee. And among the topics is the committee itself, being part of the committee. And Brittany Reamer is a new member of the committee, and I asked her about that.
I would say that, honestly, I mean, you just get thrown in. I don't want to scare anybody. And it wasn't a scary process, but you really do just get thrown in. So it's very important to ask questions if you're not understanding something. You know, you get the packets and the agendas ahead of time. Look through those. And it's not scary. There aren't a bunch of processes. And I mean, there are processes that you have to follow, but it's very laid back. It's very casual. It's really just a bunch of neighbors having conversations with each other, figuring out together how to better the place that we live.
And Christine, I know that in the past we talked about that. I think at times that the committee has not been full, correct?
That's correct. It is full now. Right now.
Okay, I wanted to ask you about that. And though things change, I mean, terms end, for people that would want to take that first step, what is the first step for somebody that may be thinking, hey, I would like to be considered to be part of this group?
Sure. I would encourage them to come to one of the meetings. They're open to the public. You can make a comment at the beginning, or you can just sit and listen to what the conversations are and what the committee is trying to accomplish. And then if you're still interested, talk to some of the members. There is an application on the City of WASA website, and then it ultimately gets approved by the mayor. And then, well, in this case, we had more applications than spots in the last couple of months, which was really exciting because when we started talking, we were down quite a few people.
Well, it's because you're coming on this radio station,
I know, right? Yeah.
You're gonna take, give me an award for that. No. I'm just joking here. But that is, that's really, that says there is this interest.
Yeah.
That this issue is important to folks here in Central Wisconsin.
Yeah. And even if you're not sitting on the committee, you can always attend and always comment or be a part of whatever we're trying to accomplish.
When are the meetings?
They are the first Thursday of the month at 5 p.m.
Yep. In the Maple Room.
Let's kind of touch back again about the awards, because you mentioned the fact that if you want to be on the committee, you have to go to the city website and fill out a form. That's pretty much what you have to do here to nominate for the Sustainability Awards, correct?
Yes. And it's not a difficult form. It's, you get on there, I think it's a 2-page form, just highlighting. You could even nominate yourself if you want to, right?
I would think so.
Like, why not? Yeah. You want to just kind of lift up something really awesome that's happening, do it. Or ask a friend to nominate you.
I was thinking that would be the, hey, give a call. Hey, would you be interested in nominating me? But the thing about it is important to have a spotlight on some of these works that are being done. Have either of you nominated anybody? Is there something that you've seen that, again, you don't have to be specific, but right, have you been able to say, hey, this is something I do think that deserves a spotlight?
Well, there have been some names of businesses that have come up at the meeting. The people who had named those businesses were encouraged to reach out to them specifically and say, hey, I think you would be a really good fit for this award. Not going to name any of them.
Right.
But there is a deadline for this. We're trying to get this accomplished within 2025 and have the whoever wins be highlighted at a city council meeting in the month of December. So the deadline is October 19th. Got a couple weeks.
Yep, that's a Sunday, the 19th of October. And again, the application form and additional information are available at the City of Wausau website under the Sustainability Committee, I would imagine.
Yep.
And again, just and it gives you an opportunity to think about people that have, and groups and organizations and businesses and all of the which that have done really good things. And how long has this award been out there? Do you have any idea? Has this been something that's fairly new? Or is
I think
something?
The first award was given in 2021
so
to Aspyrus. And I believe it was because of their solar initiative on their buildings. They put a lot of solar on. Mm-hmm. And then Good News Project received it in 2023. And so that's why we're really pushing this year to get a 2025 recipient as well. Mm,
very good. So anything else that we are forgetting here in terms of both the committee, being part of the committee or part of the awards that are coming up? Because, again, this is a positive thing for our community. The idea that you do have folks that are out there that do care about the current environment and also the future environment. Anything else that people really should be hearing about before we wrap up our conversation this morning? Because I think we've hit on a lot of the touches, but I don't want to forget anything as well.
I think it's important just to have maybe a little bit more of a broad imagination when it comes to this. It doesn't necessarily mean that somebody has solar on their rooftop, mm-hmm. right? Like somebody could be planting native pollinator gardens or, you know, something similar to that. So yeah, think outside the box a little bit, and it doesn't necessarily have to equal solar on the rooftop or a windmill in your front yard.
Yeah, I love that.
And that's actually a good point because, as again, just to underline that individuals, it seems it'd be a little bit, in a sense, unfair to say, well, an individual versus a major business or corporation, but the individual, whatever they're doing, can be just as worthy of acknowledgement as the important work that some of the businesses are doing.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So again, you got just over a week, a week from Sunday is the deadline, and you really should get involved. If you have somebody that you think that should be honored as part of the Sustainability Awards here in Wausau to make a more sustainable Wausau, check out the City of Wausau website. Go to the Sustainability Committee part of the website. And again, as Christine said, a rather simple process to make a nomination. No pain involved.
No pain.
No fee involved, I'm sure.
No fee.
And then hopefully that somebody will be a very worthy honoree, as you said, in the month of December at the Wausau City Council.
Yeah.
Hey, I think, again, we learned a lot, both in terms of the committee and also this Sustainability Award. Brittany Reamer, thank you for coming in. Painless, right?
Painless. There, so painless, yes.
Christine Daniels, you're a pro. I was going to say an old pro, but I can't say that.
Actually, I wanted to write down Master of Segway. That was really good.
Yes.
Got to keep that for the future.
But thank you both, and I hope you're both back here very, very soon.
Thanks, Chad.
We're going to take a quick timeout and then come back with more here on 98.9 WX. And welcome back, WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. The time is almost 7:53, a bit warmer to start off this morning than it has been the last couple of days. It is 50 degrees here at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. I am Chad Holmes. Again, good morning to Ian Welsh.
Good morning, Chad.
And it is Friday, so time to look to the weekend. And boy, oh boy, what a weekend it will be in Wisconsin sports. And good to see across the table again the head football coach of Newman Catholic High School, Paul McLagan. Coach, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Well, it's going to be a busy weekend. Of course, you got your game tonight. You'll take care of business, we hope, against Tri-County. Tom will have the broadcast at 6:40 on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app. But then tomorrow, the good news for the Badgers is no one will be watching because the Brewers and the Cubs will be in.
What time is it? Is the Badger game at 2:30?
Well, they kick off at 6.
Or six, six.
So that will get a little. You can watch the first hour, and then by that point, I will be ahead by a couple of scores, and then can flip to the. Badgers will probably come out and play well. But let's talk about the Brewers because 2-2 last night. They were not able to do much. It was not a game where it felt like the magic was coming at any point, and so now heading back to Milwaukee for a massive game number 7 tomorrow night at American Family Field. I really was hoping they get it in 3 straight because it felt like once Chicago got game 3, I'm not shocked, but you also thought game 4, you want to finish it there because of the pitching.
Yeah, I mean, of course you want to finish it in 3. I mean, once they get momentum,
right,
and whatever the case might be, and the reality of this is
so like when you're
baseball.
Up 21-0, you give up a touchdown. It's like, you know, you feel like it's kind of, you got it in control, but then one touchdown, The whole game changes very quickly. That's the way with
the series.
Well,
it goes back to you can compare it to the Packers when I was talking to you about that, or the Cowboys game when they gave those 2 points up. When you give momentum and especially a team that doesn't need, they don't need the momentum.
Oh,
they don't need the momentum. They have talent. They have a lot of talents and high pay talent. And so they're going to come through. And this is not the scenario. They did the exact thing that they wanted the first two games. And kudos to them. They put themselves in a very difficult situation, in a situation where, you know, the one thing you don't want to see, and this might be just as a fan, I don't know if I could even watch Saturday's game, is because you got counts, you know what I'm saying? You have them coming back there, and they're going to be celebrating on their field. It has a little more sting to it.
By the way, real quickly, and I saw this the other night with Toronto when they clinched their series with the Yankees. These teams celebrate like they won the World Series in baseball. I don't think I see that in, say, basketball or
hockey.
You don't?
Of course you don't. That's not even close.
What is the deal with these champagne celebrations? Number one, to win a wild card. Number two, to win a first-round series. What's the deal with that?
Yeah.
Am I missing something here?
I want to see, yeah, in the NFL in the wild card weekend, I want to see them all celebrating and
popping
the confetti. And
put out
and,
the stage on the 50-yard line?
Yes, it is.
Bring
a little,
out Terry Bradshaw for the interview?
It is a little ridiculous. I thought the same thing for a while now. And again, if you're on the winning side, it's like, okay, go ahead. Yeah, but if you're on the losing side, then it's not so much. Especially in your home field and your home side.
One thing I'll say, though, is in these situations, every time the Brewers were teetering at all, they have this ability to respond. Every time it felt like. This team
the only time I didn't think they responded last night. That's the only thing that they didn't have. Even when, because all the runs have been up for the most part in the first inning.
I know, huh?
And
get through the top of the first tomorrow night, you'll be feeling a lot better.
You would feel a lot better. I don't think that's not going to be on the decision making of who actually starts tomorrow night.
Opens.
You know, opens, yes, correct. But they came back, they had 4-3 yesterday or 2 days ago.
Right.
They had a guy on second base, nobody out, and we can't get him over to third to tie in the eighth, in the top of the eighth. You got to do the little things. Even last night, second and third, it was 3-1 or 3-0 yet, and Yelich strikes out and doesn't get like they have to put when they have opportunities to get runs without getting the hits. They have to do it. They have to. They don't have the talent to do it that way. And I thought the last 2 days they didn't do it. But I will say 2 days ago, they battled. When it was down after the first inning, they came back. They put themselves in position to tie it. And you got to give them – that's kind of the team that they've been all year. Last night I didn't see that, which is a little concerning.
Right. And the thing about doing the little things, and I saw an interview with Buck Martinez, who was a former Brewer back in the Bambi's Bombers days, and he was a manager, and now he's doing a broadcasting with Toronto, and he mentioned the fact that, and he got into a little heat with the Yankees because a month ago he said, the Yankees are not a good team. And what he meant was they don't do the fundamentals very well. They're not a good defensive team. They don't, other than hitting the big bombs with Aaron Judge, they don't do things well. They're not a good team. And he said after the last game, he said, yeah, it wasn't meant to be, that controversial, but Toronto and Milwaukee do things the right way. And that's why those are the two teams that had the best record in Major League Baseball, in the American League and the National League, because they did the little things, and that can't stop now because the Brewers, despite, being the best record, it is still a thin line for this team. They are not going to go out there and out-talent you. You got to do it the right way, right?
Correct, and they got to do it tomorrow, and hopefully they do it. And what do you think before I know we leave here? What do you think? Come on.
I don't think they're going to win. I hope they're. I mean, I'm just talking about my head. My heart is. I felt bad.
I hope the Badgers play a good game because that's where I'm going to be watching probably.
I just think there's. We saw it last year against the Mets.
Pull out a win.
All right, we need a little
all
positivity.
Right, there's
there.
Positivity. There you go.
So, Ian, if you're right, we'll celebrate with you on Monday morning and look forward to the Dodger game on Monday night at American Family Field. So, all right, we're going to be back at 8:22. We'll talk some football. We'll talk the Packers have to meet their nemesis Joe Flacco again on Sunday and the Badgers in Iowa. So we'll talk more Wisconsin sports with Paul Mickley at 8:22 right here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Final segment of the week. We always try to wrap it up by me not going off the rails on politics and actually talking some Wisconsin sports going into the weekend with Paul Mickling. And well, let's talk about the Pack because they were off last week. Did you have the shakes because there's no Packer game last week? Or were you able to use that warm, nice, beautiful weekend? And
you know what I was watching last night instead of the Brewer game?
What were you watching?
AJ Green hitting threes for the Bucks. That's we got a lot of things. My point being is there's a lot of stuff out there to watch and to go over and to get excited about. And So I don't know if I even watched any NFL football last week, to be honest with you.
Well, let's talk about the pack, though. They do have, you know, I mentioned Flacco. This game is almost like the Browns game because when you look at it, there should be no problem. But the Cincinnati team has struggled. They are excited, I think, to have Joe Flacco, which says a lot about their situation at the quarterback position. But for Green Bay, come out here and put your foot on the throat after not doing that the last couple of games, right?
They have to. They have to. They should have did this against Cleveland. And, you know, maybe they're young yet, getting through some of this stuff. But the reality, if you look at the stats, they should be 4-0. They should be 4-0, and they're 2-1-1, and really they probably should be 2-2, to be honest with you. Luckily that ball bounced low.
Lucky
so
that trigger finger on the clock was
was gracious, yes. So you're talking about a big situation. You want to come out here and do it. Now, I will say Cincinnati does have other weapons besides more than Cleveland did. Those receivers are really good, and so they have other things besides that, and if they can get it, the key thing is if they can get it to him or not, and they think that Flacco can. I don't think I really saw it against when he was with Cleveland. He was more of a check down kind of guy and making sure not to try to make those mistakes and get rid of that ball as quick as possible. So it'll be interesting to see how quick he catches on that. But if the Green Bay wants to take a step, not just this game, but these next four games are going to be a highlight to see. Football is a crazy thing. I mean, look at the Eagles last night. I mean, they got dismantled by the Giants. So let's take a deep breath. Let's see what they do these next 4 weeks, specifically this Sunday, and see if they come out and they pick that. And they should have that line back, which will help some of those guys in the line. And let's see what they can do if they can keep on continuing that domination on offense.
Speaking of the Bucks, did you hear the story about from Shams at ESPN about Giannis and the offseason? Maybe a little discussion. My point of this is I don't care one bit about that. And I don't care that they may have had a phone call. I don't care that they've been open to this because that's just the way it is. I think, you know, a lot of stories will be written about it. I have no doubt Giannis is 100% in for the Milwaukee Bucks as long as he's with the Milwaukee Bucks.
And his brother's on the team.
Exactly. So, I mean, that was a big story, and I think Doc was trying to brush it off, and I agree with Doc. I mean, whatever. I mean, after last season and with the changes, I'm not surprised Giannis may have had thoughts. I am not surprised the Bucks may have made a phone call. They knew, even making that call, that the Knicks don't have the assets right now because they basically unloaded all their number one picks for the near future in a trade for Bridges.
Yep.
But I don't think this is going to be an issue at all for the Bucks as we start the season. You agree?
I agree. Are you telling me if you're not, actually, even if you are the champion, you're always looking to improve, right? Mm-hmm. You're always looking to see what's going on and how it could be done. And so if you're not going through that, at least as a thought process, you're not doing your job.
Right.
And so and that goes for any profession. You're always trying to do that, not just athletics. So I think that they definitely they're in a good spot. I think they have a little more depth and I think Giannis, he was sitting with the crowd last night a little bit, and then he came to the sidelines, and his brother came in with 6 minutes left, and they're all big cheers, even though there's like 20 people there. But he's going to be, once he gets going, let's just see how the season goes. Mm-hmm. I saw somewhere where they're like the 16th best team. If you have the best player in the league, I think you're automatically in the top 10.
And I think Miles Turner's going to be a nice fit. I do think some of these younger guys have the opportunity to maybe step up. I think there is a roadmap because this conference with Boston being banged up like they are, the Knicks, you have question marks, a new head coach. You never know how that's going to work out. And there's always the issues with New York just the way it is. Cleveland, I think, is the favorite going in, but they know that this is a make-or-break year because they can't afford to keep this team together any further. But if Milwaukee, maybe this is the position to be in where, hey, you got Giannis, you got some of these guys who are going to get an opportunity maybe this year to grow, that it could be a team that is competitive because it is more of an open East, I think, this year, too.
Agreed. And if they key thing is he's got to stay healthy.
yeah, that is the
best. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that's not. But you could say that for the last 10 years.
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's,
we've seen it in the playoffs.
We've seen it in the playoffs. And that's what's happened in the playoffs, that he hasn't been healthy. So to say that they're not – if he was healthy, Damian was healthy, we wouldn't even be having this conversation probably. So it's part of the life and the journey. And that's why what makes it when you do have success, it makes it that much better. And they as long as they continue to keep winning more games than they – because I know you had this discussion last year. We did. As long as they win more games than lose by a decent amount and give themselves a chance, they're good.
Absolutely. And do the Badgers win tomorrow against Iowa?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's going to be a very interesting game. I think I might agree with you on this one. You love their new quarterback. Is he still playing? Their new.
Yeah.
Okay.
As of now.
I can't say I've really been paying attention to.
Well, they haven't said it.
Is either. Edwards out for the year?
They don't know yet, okay. And that's what is lingering.
Okay, all right. Well, have a good game tonight, and we'll catch you next week.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Hey, Ian. Oh, real fast. Number for the day. How many years has Joe Flacco played in the NFL? 16, 18, or 20?
No, I'm going to say 20.
18. Oh, for right. 5 for the second straight week.
Wow.
Oh, for 5?
2 weeks in a row.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh! Uh-oh.
It sucks.
You call a slump. This is a slump that's sending you back to the minor leagues here.
Absolutely.
This is, we'll try better Monday.
I certainly hope so.
Have a good weekend.
You too, Jen.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.